Catherine Stewart captured the hearts of many in Halton Hills as she bravely battled cancer for much of her life. While she passed away last year at the age of 19, her memory will live on as her annual fundraiser for neuroblastoma research returns for the first time since 2019. Plans are in the works for Catherine's CROP4A Cure, a scrapbooking fundraiser, to be held on September 23 at Georgetown District High School, with all proceeds going to neuroblastoma research at Sick Kids Hospital in Toronto. The Stewart family is hosting the fundraiser in honor of their beloved daughter to not only raise funds, but awareness of childhood cancer. "We want people to be aware that children get cancer too. I personally have had people respond with shock to learn that children can get cancer," said Mother Heather Stewart. Currently, the fundraising team is looking for donations for the silent auction and raffle prizes. They're also seeking any contributions towards door prizes and takeaway bags for the scrapbookers. Registration for scrapbookers starts on May 1 at a cost of $65, which includes snacks and a catered lunch. The event is also open to the general public, with shopping opportunities at local vendors, along with the silent auction and raffle. This is the first fundraiser that Catherine will not personally be a part of, but the Stewart family is fulfilling their daughter's wish to keep the event going after she's gone. "It's a mission for our family, as it was for Catherine, to continue this fundraiser so that the much-needed funds are being raised to support very valuable research into the cancer that she fought so bravely and fiercely for 14 years," said Heather Stewart. "We want to keep her legacy of her strength and commitment to fighting this disease going, despite her journey ending." Most of the event volunteers for the fundraiser have been Catherine's high school friends, like Katie Theodore. She said, "It's been a pleasure helping the Stewart family raise money and awareness for childhood cancer, something she will continue to do in memory of her friend. Our friendship was so genuine, it was two people who cared about each other," Theodore said. "The fundraiser means so much to me. It means carrying on her legacy and never forgetting her, not that we ever could." Those looking to donate items for the fundraiser or register for scrapbooking can email CatherineScrop4AuCure@gmail.com for further information.